Thank you for giving customer service a call. My name is Amin. How may I assist you?
Hi, ma'am. How are you today? My name is Angela. I just got my bank statement, and I was wondering what y'all are affiliated with, because I've not made no purchases, and I've got a couple purchases on here with your name on it, which I don't recall doing any of. I've got several transactions on here that I didn't do, so I've got to actually call about several of them. But my granddaughter had my phone a couple times over the past few weeks, and she looks like she's had a field day.
And I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Besides this, I was hoping you'd be able to put the money back on my books that, on my credit card that it come off of. Because anything she pushes that's associated with my phone is associated with my card.
Okay. So I definitely understand your concern, and I'll be more than happy to assist. May you please provide me your zip code?
42553.
42553.
Yes, ma'am. Science Hill, Kentucky.
The
only one I'm seeing right off the top first, because I haven't made it to the other pages yet. This is the longest bank statement I've had in years. was on the 20th, that I think, of March. But what is your company?
So I am a third party customer service and numbers of merchants. So if you do have an account with us, then I'm more than happy to look into it. Your first and last name would be?
Angela Dick.
Okay, Mrs. Angela. And that billing address for security purposes, please.
It's 625 Hazel Street, Science Hill, Kentucky, 42553.
Thank you so much for that information. So I do see that there was a purchase that was made back on the 19th of March. It was for the shipping and handling charge of $7.92 for a smartwatch, and also the smart earbud. Well, it was wireless earbuds for $18.94 shipping and handling, because it came along with the warranty. Now, you got to test out the product for a 14-day trial period. If you didn't call to cancel within the sufficient time frame, then it will continue to automatically refill.
Okay, then that's what's happened, isn't it? Because I didn't purchase anything. It was supposed to have been $1 for shipping, and that was all I knew about. But I did receive the earbuds, so that is not my granddaughter. That's good to know. But I wasn't aware of having to cancel it 2 weeks. And I did receive the earbuds and the watch, though. But it was only supposed to be $1 for each of that, like $1 once and $1 on another for shipping.
Okay, so, yeah, it was only free for 14 days, and the charge, those attempted charges that keep trying to come out of your account, they could have been avoided if you called before the 14-day trial was over with. Now, I can cancel the account out for you. However, the charges may still, attempt to come out of the account, so I can provide you with a 35% discount, just to be on the safe side if the charges do come out of the account, because they are straight sale charges that are trying to come out.
Okay.
All right. So let me.
Is that why I keep getting those? Because I don't have any time on my phone right now. My check hasn't hit yet. Normally my benefits check comes like 4 days early. It hasn't hit this month, but I don't have any time on my phone. And I've got like 50 messages this morning that says insufficient funds, text message can't come through.
Okay, so basically, it's not going to come out of the account if we cancel, but just to be on the safe side, since you didn't cancel within the 14 days, and I can offer my family-friendly discount of 50%, but, that's just to be on the safe side. We can cancel the account, and you don't have to have any funds on your account today. It's just, I'm just letting you know if these charges...
That it might still come out.
Right.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, because, look, I'm telling you, I did do that, so I'm sitting here thinking, my granddaughter has had a damn field day on my phone, because this is the first time I've really looked at my bank statement, and I'm like, oh, my God. But a couple of these might be mine then, because I was trying doing that test product thing, but I didn't see like it requires anything over $1 or $3. I don't do it normally because I just don't have money like that. So, but I don't mind. You know, sometimes you know you get something really cool, but it sucks. Actually, I need the address. Are y'all the ones who sent the watch?
No, you say you didn't receive the watch. Because it was a watch that was delivered out to you on the 22nd of March.
No, I received it. I hate it. It messed up. Like, the first time after I charged it, I took it off my arm so it would be ready to charge.
Mm-hmm.
It had already been, like, I already downloaded the app and everything to my phone and everything. I was letting my boyfriend try it. He's got high blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
Well, he took it off to recharge it, and that next morning when we got up, the screen is black on one whole half side. But we're right in the middle of trying to move as well. So I lost the shipping, the address.
Uh-huh.
And until right now, I didn't even realize who had sent it because I couldn't remember. And I haven't been able to get it in my phone, you know. I knew it was getting close to my time because I have not had it but a few weeks. But I knew I was real close in there in that vicinity to return it, but I didn't know I didn't know it was going to keep renewing over and over.
Yes, ma'am. Now, if the product had broken on you, what I can do is, you know, do a reship for you. Is that 625 Hazel Street, Science Hill still the same?
Yes, ma'am. It's only on the watch. The earbuds were fine. But the watch was very, it's like one whole half of the screen is black. It worked for like a day and then it just, I don't know if it was overheated in the FedEx truck, because one day it's hot, next day it's cold, next day it's snowing. I mean, that's our weather. Yesterday it was like 86, and now it's like pouring rain and freezing outside.
Okay.
It's crazy. But yes, that'd be great if you could do that.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one quick moment.
Thank you. You must be having a really good day today. Nobody must have made you mad yet.
Well, I'm just a calm person. I don't get mad quick.
That's good. That's really good. I'm not so much as calm. I'm very always radical. Everybody says, God, don't you ever slow down? No, I don't ever slow down. It's not that I'm radical or I'm mad or I'm raising my voice because I'm always zipping around. It's just I got so much to do, it seems like, all the time, and I can't ever just stop and breathe and take it all in, you know?
Uh-huh.
But now I'm getting older, I've started actually trying to relax a little more. It seems like I can't do that where I live. That's why I'm moving. I live right on a railroad track.
Mm.
And, I mean, every time that train goes by, it feels like it's coming off the rails, coming through my house. And I just, it's got my anxiety so high. I feel like I'm having heart attacks every single day. From the time I open my eyes to the time I shut them, because it's so stressful here. I'm worrying about my dogs running out there and going, and literally I'm like, I can throw a pebble and hit the train when it goes by, and sometimes it'll be going so fast that you can't even count the cars on it.
Well, so you live by a train.
And it flies, I'm telling you. It's making me crazy.
Well, then again, you got trains. I like to hear the sound of trains. I don't know.
I don't like to be woke up from the sound of trains and from a dead sleep feeling like it's being derailed.
I can't go to sleep without any noise. So trains, it will really bother me. Like, I have to have some type of noise. I just can't hear the TV at night. Like, people talking, I can't do that.
Oh, really? See, I don't like no noise and shit. My dogs, I like to listen for my dogs, make sure they don't. Because if they move or growl, there's something around. You know what I mean? I have two German Shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they let me know there's somebody out there, there is somebody out there.
Well, that's good. You know, you have, you know, them around because dogs are very more alert than we are.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I sleep like a darn log when I finally get to sleep. I've normally been up for days by the time I get any sleep because I get woke up constantly. The train goes all night every 15 minutes, one way, one the other, every 15 minutes, all night, every night. And I mean, it just feels like it's running through me. I feel like it's going to derail. And literally, I mean, I'm not kidding you either. They are fixing the track right now. I'm in Science Hill. We're all over the news because of it. But the train track is messed up. So they've been fixing the train. The train track is messed up right directly in front of my house. And I'm looking at half of the train track on my hillside right there. And they've been cutting it with a torch. So it kind of goes downhill. But if there was any train coming, that's the way they would have had to win. That's they had to redo the train track because it was sliding down the hill. And I wonder why it always sounded like it was derailing. Because it was. It was derailing and hitting the rail again and going back, you know, the way it was supposed to. But, I mean, oh, my God, it just made me absolutely crazy where I can't breathe.
Okay. And
you got me all lined up.
So I did go ahead and make sure I got that account canceled for you. And I do have a cancellation number available for you whenever you're ready.
Okay, and also, was there any more on there that's come out that I haven't seen yet that I didn't maybe make it to?
No, ma'am. It was only the $7.92 charge and $18.94 charge.
Okay, and that's going to go back to the debit card it came off of, correct?
Yes, it came off 9283 Visa card.
Yes, okay. I was just making sure it was going to go back on that one. Thank you. And I don't need the confirmation. Yeah, I do. Let me get that.
Okay, no problem. And then for Mercedes and Charlie.
Okay.
Then it's going to be B as in Bravo.
Okay.
446.
Okay.
B as in Bravo.
Okay.
14.
Okay.
210.
Okay, that is CB. 446B 14210.
Great.
Okay, great. Got it. Got it. Thank you. You are the best.
No problem. I really do appreciate you for giving Fred with Joel a call. You have a wonderful and positive day, all right?
You too, ma'am. Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it today.
No problem. Thank you for giving customer service a call. Bye-bye.
Bye.